Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And then, if you'd like to be on the show to give your comments or opinions, just press the number 1 on your keypad and I will put you on the air. All right? Again, 818-301-5834 is the call-in number to the show. Now, let's get into it. Right now, we're looking at 74 degrees right now in the ATL. And we're going to have a high today of 90 degrees. 90 degrees today, low tonight, 65. Tomorrow, Friday, 87, low 64. Sunshine, Saturday, 82. Sunday, sunshine, 75. Monday, rain, 77, right? So, looks like it's going to be a great, great weekend today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. So, I would suggest getting you guys, getting outside, working on the yard, getting the barbecue grill going, cooking some ribs or some steaks or pork chops, chicken, whatever you want to cook. Just get out there and cook. I call it putting some smell in the air, right? Putting some smell in the air. Make your neighbor say somebody's cooking, right? So you guys do that this weekend. I'm talking about for real. That's what I'll be doing this weekend. So join me. Fire up your grill. I'm gonna fire up my grill, and let's have a great time, right? Great time. Hey, again, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Now, today's word of the day is pacey. Pacey. Pacey is simply a preposition. P-A-C-E. I thought it was pace, but the pronunciation here is P-A-Y-S-E-E. So pacey. Pacey is a preposition, and it means contrary to the opinion of, usually used as an expression of deference to someone's contrary opinion. And, you know, when you think about our president today, Trump, you know, most people are pacey about his opinions, his comments, and, you know, he just say the most inappropriate things. You think someone who is supposed to hold the most powerful office in the world, the president of the United States, would be more humble, would be more understanding, would be more genuine, would be more you know, what do you call it when you're understanding? And it doesn't seem like he's got that. It doesn't seem like he wants that. And, you know, to be frank with you, and I'm frank, to be frank with you, I'm really sick of it. And he hadn't even been in office a year. I'm sick of what he's doing. I'm sick of what he stands for. I'm sick of the things that he say. I mean, just all of it. And he should be impeached tomorrow. You know, he should be impeached tomorrow. He should be kicked out of the White House, not warehouse. He should be kicked out of the White House as soon as possible. And but I believe that he is going to be the next impeached president since who else got impeached? Who was the last one to get impeached? Was it Nixon? Nixon got impeached. He's going to be the next president to be impeached since Richard Nixon, right? So and the things that he say, the things that he you know, the things that he does is just outlandish. Okay. And even on yesterday, before getting on not Air Force One, but he was getting ready to get on the helicopter. I don't know what they call that presidential helicopter, but he was getting ready to get on the helicopter. And you know how all the press is around, and he made a comment. He said they asked him about his comments towards the NFL, and he said that the NFL, they just, you know, a bunch of suck-ups, and their league is getting ready to go to hell. That's exactly what he said. The NFL is getting ready to go to hell. And I just I don't understand that. But he is definitely messing with the right organization, because the NFL is so rich. You know, they're not going to just stand there and take what he's dishing out. Now, some of these guys are starting to, and this is not my show. I'm just venting a little bit, but some of these guys are most of these guys are kneeling now for the national anthem. And someone sent me something on Facebook this morning from Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon did a video and put it out there, and it's like just truly, truly on point, okay? It's truly on point. He says, stand for what? Stand for a flag that doesn't even bear our colors? You know, and that's very true. And he said that although the slave has been, the slave name or whatever has been taken out, the slave mentality still lives within a lot of people. And, you know, and until some of these older people die off, you know, things really aren't going to stand a chance of really changing. But as we approach 2018, it's just hard to believe that this kind of social injustice is still going. And believe you me, that as these football players continue to kneel, now basketball season is coming into play soon, and they're gonna grab a hold of this train. They're gonna jump on the train and do the same thing. The same thing. Football is 70%, professional football is 70% or more African Americans. And if you watch any game, you're going to see these guys kneeling. Now, you can't fire everybody, okay? And these owners are starting to understand, starting to stand with their employees. And then when the owners start to stand with their employees, the employees are going to feel supported. That's going to make them stronger. And, you know, because of the, you know, when Trump said, fire the son of a bitches, you know, he's not only talking about him, but he's also talking about his mama, son of a bitch. And so he's insulting not only the players, he's insulting those players' mamas. And for me, those are fighting words. When you insult my mama, we got to fight. So he's got a fight on his hands that he doesn't want. He's got a fight on his hands that he doesn't want. So this thing is gonna snowball and snowball and snowball and snowball. I don't know where the ball is going to stop. I don't know when the ball is going to crack. I don't know when the ball is going to explode. But the ball is going downhill and gaining more and more and more and more steam. This thing happens in every stadium now. Now I've heard that in New England, this past weekend or whenever they played this past weekend, that the crowd was spitting out racial slurs. The crowd in New England was spitting out racial slurs. And what kind of racial slurs, I don't know. But there's a problem here. That's going to get bigger and bigger. And until some of these police start to do right, until some of these police that are doing wrong start to go to jail for the crimes that they've committed, things are going to continue to get heavier. And the president is going to have to step in. He's going to have to step in. But he's pouring gasoline on the fire. And it doesn't have to be that way. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Hey, guys, thank you for tuning in. Let's get going. Today's show is entitled, Her Sister Slept with Her Husband. Now, when I say slept with her husband, I mean they had sex together. Okay? And what we're going to discuss is the ins and the outs of this extraordinary story about a sister that took her sister in because of the storm in Texas. And once she turned her back, the sister slept with her husband. And what I'm saying about this, and I've talked to some people, and we kind of threw some things back and forth. And they were wondering, Frank, how does this happen? How does this happen? One guy said, well, it's her fault. She shouldn't have moved her sister in. Well, if your sister knocks on your door and says that she doesn't have anywhere to go, her home, you know, she had to evacuate her home, what are you going to do? Are you not going to, are you going to turn your sister and her kid or her kids away? Blood sister. Now, y'all may have never had any kind of confrontation, or you may have had a confrontation, but I'm seeing nothing of magnitude for you to say, no, go away. Go get you a hotel room. Go get you a motel room. Go to someone else's house. That's not it. Okay? Now, of course, she didn't know that her sister would end up sleeping with her husband. Of course not. If that was the case, she would have said, go to a hotel, go to a motel. Right? And someone said, well, Frank, you don't know what kind of, you know, she should know what her sister is about. Well, maybe so. Maybe that's not what her sister was about. Okay? So, you know, a lot of variables to this story. But during the storm, she opened her home to her sister and her kid. And they come and live with her a few days while the storm blows over, and they're allowed to go back home. But in the meantime, I guess maybe the sister went to work, and then she comes home and finds her sister in the bed with her husband. Now, that has to be devastating to anyone, man or woman. And I asked one of the guys at work. I said, if your brother, if you didn't have anywhere to go, your brother opened his home to you to come and live with him until you got back on your feet or what have you. Now you're going to move in. Are you going to sleep with your brother's wife? Well, Frank, you know, she might throw herself at him. So what? Leave. Let your brother know, man, your wife. You know, I can't stay here. And I don't, you know, he said that, no, he wouldn't sleep with his brother's wife. I'm like, I didn't think you would. I'm not that kind of person. I don't think you're that kind of person. Maybe her sister was that kind of person. You tell me, if she knew that her sister was that kind of person, why would she allow her to come in? Why would she allow her to come and live with them? Why would she leave her husband alone with her for periods of time? I don't think that's the case at all. 818-301-5867. 3-4. Now, you know, lots of people call men dogs, right? Men are dogs. Okay, men are dogs, whatever. When we were growing up, you'd see the dog, the female dog, and female dogs in heat, and the other dogs are chasing her around and trying to get with her. When the female dog is in heat, the male dog can smell it from a mile away. Right? I'm going somewhere with this. The male dog can smell it from a mile away. And his job is to get to that female dog and extend the population. It's just the same as men and women. God put us here, gave us reproductive systems, gave us reproductive organs to extend the population, the human race, whether it's black, white, Latino, Asian, whatever it is. Men and women are together put here to extend the population. Now, God gave me 2 kids. I extended the human race. I extended the population by 2. What about you? Now, I'm not saying that, you know, because I you know, the sisters at fault and the husbands at fault. And the sister comes in and she's given a place to stay by her sister. Why would you betray your sister by sleeping with her husband? You know what I say is, how did the sister, that came in from the storm, how did that sister and the husband, how did that all happen? Okay, that's what I'm wondering. How did they get together? How did that happen? Was she in the house? Was she walking around naked? And the husband saw her, and the husband wanted to get with her. Did that happen? Or was the husband laying in bed asleep, and the sister goes in the bedroom and wakes him up, and next thing you know, they're jumping all over each other? Did the husband come home one day and on this day and found her, saw her in the shower, and she was showering with the bathroom door open, and he was watching her, and then when she stopped showering and she come out of the shower, and he's standing there naked. And she comes out of the shower and they get together. How did this all happen? Because for me, I fought the husband. And I fought the sister. The wife did the right thing. She gave her blood sister a roof over her head. She let her blood sister share her home. But to me, she, you know, the sister, I would have put the sister out along with the husband. Both you guys, get out. It's not just the sister's fault. It's not just the husband's fault. It's both their faults. Okay? Men, we have to be some, we have to somehow get to the point where we don't have to sleep with everything that we run across. Well, we don't have to be with every woman that we run across. We have to get to that point. I know it's tough on a lot of men to do that. But we have to get to a point where this can't happen. These kind of things can't happen. Will not happen. I mean, I love my sister-in-law, but I don't love her enough to sleep with her. That's not in the cards. Right? That's not in the cards. And you know, I know the guys say, well, it's tempting, Frank. She comes in with a short skirt on, or maybe she comes in and she's got on something and doesn't have any panties on or something like that, and you see her and you look, and then this things start to going through your mind. Well, so what? So what? But you can't put that out there. And if she comes on to you, you have to be able to say no. Hey guys, that's all the time I have today. I'm gonna wrap up the show now. But hey guys, you don't have to sleep with everything you see. Especially if you're married like me. Hey guys, take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Okay? 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you.
Yeah. Let's take them back. 91, I stepped in the game. After what the 411 things ain't been the same, and I can't complain. But with all this fame comes a whole.
And I'm gonna shine on me till my heart stops.